Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Off and rolling, of course, following the day last night. Flyers, very impressive victory, shutout victory, to get that win last night. Sixers back at it later on tonight versus the Toronto Raptors. Of course, Team Sixers lost to last year in the playoffs. We'll get into that. Phillies and Eagles offseason, certainly different times of the year. Eagles, long way to go. Phillies coming closer and closer to spring training now, just in a couple weeks. Much a hit today. Of course, Andy Reid at the Super Bowl, the whole deal. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. Again, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
You know how I've talked to you about ligers, the hybrid of a lion and a tiger?
Yes.
Did you know there are also lion and leopard hybrids known as leopards? Lion and jaguar hybrids known as jaglions.
Well, would you have expected that I would have known that?
Joe, you're
no.
A real jaglion.
Yeah. Is that like
It's amazing. I'm going to look this stuff up. The thing that's crazy about ligers, I was talking to my daughter about this last night. Whatever the gene is for size, the way it expresses itself when you go lion and tiger, yep, interbreeding, like the size doubles. Like the liger is,
wow,
so gigantic. It's an amazing animal.
Well, how about
just
that?
Like Napoleon Dynamite,
okay,
says.
There you go.
I just wonder if the same thing happens with jaglions and whatever.
I don't know. These are things I don't know about.
It's all fascinating.
All right, let's
stuff.
Hit it today here at 888-729-9494 as we do move, you know, really toward the Eagles now off season. I mean, they got to build this thing up. There's two teams preparing for the Super Bowl, 30 teams preparing for the new season. The Eagles are one of those 30. A lot of work to do. Made the playoffs, but not a great team this year. In the end, yeah, maybe a little bit above average, maybe average. They obviously won the weakest division in pro football. They got to help the offense. Carson needs some help with what's going on. They need to get some skill position players who know that. Defense, lots of holes. Free agents on defense. A lot of decisions about, you know, decisions like how to handle the Malcolm Jenkins situation. So there's a lot of stuff here for Howie Roseman on his plate with the offseason. And I'll tell you one thing, John, that hits me certainly out of the gate, kind of as we look at the offseason as a, you know, a big picture project, is that, and it kind of cracks me up, frankly, too, is that the thing, and we've gotten calls about this, you know, the last few days from time to time we get a call, and it amazes me the prevailing sentiment of the Eagles' biggest area of need people are actually getting wrong. Like, we get these phone calls about how wide receiver is the biggest area of need, and I'm not saying it's not an area of need. It certainly is. There's no doubt about that. But can we at least please agree on what is the biggest area of need? The biggest area of need for the Philadelphia Eagles is cornerback. It's not wide receiver. It is cornerback. I mean, it's incredible to me as we start an offseason that, like, the first thing, oh, what's your biggest need? People have misidentified it. John, it's not wide receiver. They have Greg Ward. They're going to have DeSean Jackson. They have two of their three starters at wide receiver. They need massive.
Two of their three starters.
Massive.
Greg Ward was a starter by default.
But he is. But he is now one.
We're not.
I'm just telling you.
If you think Greg Ward is the best it can get at slot receiver, you got another thing coming. Greg Ward, yeah, a hero for what he did this year, coming off the practice squad and all that. You think a practice squad guy who played well when given an opportunity is an automatic, like, hey, that's your starter now?
I think he is. I really do.
Oh, come on,
man. He's your starting slot receiver. And
DeSean, he is right now.
And DeSean's going to be your starting. I mean, you actually have two.
He is the starter right now, but you hopefully bring in a lot of competition because this wide receiving core is absolutely the biggest weakness on this team. You got nothing except for DeSean Jackson, except for a guy who exceeded expectations coming up from the practice squad. And DeSean Jackson may very well give you six games off this coming year or more. If any year's last year's any indication, I'm just saying, like, you thinking Greg Ward is the end-all, be-all is absurd.
I think he's a plug-and-play guy. I really
okay,
do.
Yeah, he's good for what we had this year. If that's good for what we have next year, we are going to be bad on offense. We need help, and that's at every position. That's especially backing up DeSean Jackson so we don't have the type of drop-off we had. I'm saying we need three new guys. Yes, Greg Ward will play. Yes, Greg Ward is a guy we all love. But we need more. We need so much more. And when you look at the defensive side of things at cornerback, okay. I know Ronald Darby shouldn't be back, and he was considered a starter. I know right. Jalen Mills very well may move on, and I'm okay with that. But we still got Avante Maddox. We still got Craven LeBlanc there. You know, Craig James is not someone that I believe in, but he's someone who's been here.
No, Craig James,
and by the way, Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones are draft picks of this team that they have sort of turned their backs on at times.
Yeah.
They're playing tough love with these guys, but that's not to say that they can't play, period. If given an opportunity, Rasul has done some things. I'm just saying, Avante Maddox is someone we all were – celebrating, and so was Craven LeBlanc. Now saying that's our biggest area of need
it is.
When we've got zero, aside from a going to be 33-year-old, I believe, right?
DeSean up in that area.
Going to be 33-year-old who didn't play at all this year. That's what you got, along with the guy from the practice squad in the wide receiving core. I think it's not even close, comparatively speaking. The wide receivers are where you need the most help this offseason.
Look, 888-729-9494 to get into this. And as we address the Eagles offseason, really kind of blank canvas it with the, you know, what Howie Roseman has to do. I mean, you got some, it's not a blank canvas. You have some pieces, but you got a lot of pieces you got to fill in. Linebackers, an area of need, although they might not prioritize it much. We know that. They need a backup quarterback. All right, no one's going to say that's the biggest area of need, but they do need, you know, they do need a backup. There's a lot of spots here. Edge, pass rusher, all this stuff. Look, here's the thing. It cracks me up, though, when I hear, we haven't gotten a ton of calls on it yet, but we've gotten a couple where people will call in over the last week or two and say wide receiver's the biggest area. And like, to me, when I peel it back, I feel like people are trying to move on to subtraction or multiplication in math before just simple, you know, addition. The first thing you do in kindergarten or first grade is you say, what are the basics? Basics, 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. I think people are missing the biggest basic, that the biggest area of need is not wide receiver, it's corner. Look, here's the way I look at the corners, John. Darby, free agent.
Joe, we have corners that have played, can play, listen, will play.
Here's the deal on corner. Here's the deal. Darby, free agent, don't want him.
I agree.
Mills, free agent, don't love him, don't have him. He's not an Eagle.
We don't have him. I don't think we're going to have to break the bank to keep him here, but I think he may choose to go elsewhere.
All right, LeBlanc and Avante Maddox, both slot corners, so it's really only one spot there. Maddox took a step back this year.
Okay, hold on. That's unfair. Oh. Craven and Avante, I think, are both best as slot cornerbacks, but they have both played on the outside. And we're talking about giving these guys an entire offseason to play on the outside, to be the starting cornerback on the outside. Got nickel, playing the nickel, playing the slot is harder than playing outside. It sounds crazy to say, okay, oh, Craven and Avante, they're better at the nickel than outside. That's crazy because it's a harder job playing at the nickel in the slot spot.
But for some reason, and I don't know what the
it's confidence, Joe.
I don't know.
It's because of lack of reps. You give them an off season of reps on the outside.
I don't buy that.
And a nickel slot cornerback can certainly become an outside cornerback.
Well,
you got all the physical skills required.
Look, Brandon,
it's just a matter of what you're comfortable
to
with.
To me, Brandon Boykin's a classic example of this. A guy that could play inside when they put him outside, not as good. I mean, that's what Avante Maddox and LeBlanc look like.
Reps.
All right, so that's with those two, I got a starter. I got a starting slot. By the way, I very well may need Avante Maddox to not play cornerback next year because he might have to be one of my two starting safeties. I mean,
I don't know what
the deal is there. All right, then you get to Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones, two players who the Eagles just played in a playoff game a couple weeks ago, and the coaching staff trusted them not at all. Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones didn't get snaps in the
game.
Which
is crazy. Rasul Douglas has made plays for us. Sidney Jones has made plays for us. That the beauty of football is there's always an opportunity,
John,
for redemption.
Don't give me
they
the
are
Sidney
giving
Jones.
They no. they will give. You think they're going to enter the offseason and say, "Hey, you guys aren't getting on the field for minicamp?"
I don't
OTAs.
Think they're a solution.
They
to
get
start.
A chance
I get,
to play
I
and prove
that.
Themselves.
John, I'm not talking about chances and who's my fifth cornerback. I'm saying you got to find starters. And yes, I get it.
And
wide
these guys
receiver
have been yeah, starters.
I don't know, man.
Were like, they good? Were they dependable? No. But do they have a chance to improve as the offseason goes along with a new coach, you know, teaching them the skills needed? Yeah.
Look, 888-729-9494. We'll see where people stand. I mean, to me, DeSean Jackson is a far better starter than Rasul Douglas or Sidney Jones. And so this assumption that wide receivers...
DeSean Jackson is a starter when he's healthy.
Yeah, well, he's undependable from that standpoint.
Like, really? Yeah. That's And, Joe, that's all we have. Him and Greg Ward, that is all we have.
Yeah, and Arthego Whiteside probably won't amount to much.
Do you think J.J. is going to play?
No, I think he'll get a shot. I think he'll be pretty unproductive and off the team within 3 years, which is 2 years from now. Look, 888-729-9494. When you size up this Eagles offseason, again, it does just kind of crack me up. I mean, it's such a basic question. What is the Eagles' biggest area of need? And how, like, right out of the gate of the offseason, I actually think a lot of people are getting it wrong. We'll see what people stand. Is it corner? Is it wide receiver? Is it something else? I mean, Ed's pass rusher is another biggie. Now, they do have
that's
two,
huge. They do, I mean, right. I'm tempted to say that's our biggest
that's
need.
That's a big one, too.
I think that's a much greater need than cornerback.
Well, Graham will
There's
be,
a reason it's called the secondary,
yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
Because primary is the guys who get after the quarterback. That's what matters the most. And right now, Brandon Graham is the only guy we can depend upon. When we were good, we had a rotation of D linemen, 8 deep. Right now, yeah. We got Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham, and that's it.
All right, 888-729-9494. What do you make of it? Obviously, as the Eagles relate to San Francisco and Kansas City as they get ready to play the final game of the season, and what is, in your opinion, as an Eagles fan, the biggest area of need for Howie Roseman to address this offseason? They got to address a lot of things. There's no doubt about it. But what stands out to you is the main thing. We'll hit that much more on the table today. Again, at 888-729-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, off and rolling on a Wednesday morning, 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.